1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Tornado watches are up in areas from North Texas to Nebraska and Kansas, with severe storms moving in over the next few hours. Weather Channel meteorologist Paul Goodlow.
The storms keep going into pre-dawn hours, blasting across the Mississippi River Valley. But wait, they keep going into the Ohio Valley throughout the day, while another line develops behind this. So a very active holiday weekend for millions of Americans in terms of traveling, trying to get back home on Monday. More storms here across the Mid-Atlantic. Airport delays, expect them, especially later in the afternoon.
A shock at the Charles Schwab Cup Challenge PGA Tournament at Fort Worth, where golfer Grayson Murray was found dead this morning. CBS Sports' Jim Nance says Murray dropped out yesterday.
He wasn't feeling well, and after making a third consecutive bogey on the 16th hole, bogeys 14, 15, 16, he turns to his playing companions, Adam Shank and Peter Malnati, and tells them he's withdrawing for the tournament because he was feeling ill and just had two holes to play.
Grayson Murray was 30. Israel is ignoring the UN's highest court demand to stop its offensive in Rafah. CBS's MTS Tayyab is in Jerusalem.
The worsening violence follows the Israeli military's discovery of the remains of six hostages this past week. All are thought to have been killed on October 7th. And of the around 125 who it is believed remain, it's unknown how many are still alive. Including Ali Al-Ziadana's brother Yusuf and nephew Hamza. Every time we hear they find more bodies, it just increases the pain, he says.
A day short of 2 months since the Key Bridge collapsed, Royal Caribbean's Vision of the Seas becomes the first cruise ship to leave the port of Baltimore since then. Port Director Jonathan Daniels.
We're not fully back in operation as of yet, but this port is back open and available. In Baltimore, the Port of Baltimore is open for business.
Today marks 4 years since the murder of George Floyd by a white Minneapolis police officer. CBS's Elise Preston.
George Floyd's family did see convictions of the officers involved in his murder. Floyd's last 9.5 minutes on earth captured on cell phone camera, sparking outrage and unrest in a time of global uncertainty. Floyd's murder boldly showing America what it could not mask in a pandemic. Racial injustice at the hands of police.
Disney Corporation says composer Richard Sherman has died. He and his brother Robert wrote some of Disney's most beloved songs for movies like Mary Poppins. Sherman was 95. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Air Memorial Day Weekend Marathon. Reliving some of the best performances live in the lair. This is Max and Gradio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin. Happy to have you here. Also on the Double Radio app. It is time for Live in the Devil's Lair. We're doing a little bit different tonight. We're doing an album release. We're playing a bunch of songs from Little Red Wolf's brand new album. Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations in Madison area: Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. First song off the album is called Broken. This is Little Red Wolf on Max Inc. Radio.
Don't I know by now? Jimmy, this is a special tonight.
Holy cow.
We have Little Red Wolf in the Devil's Lair.
Oh, yeah.
For a special edition of the Devil's Lair. And tonight, we are premiering the brand new album from Little Red Wolf in the Devil's Lair, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. We open this segment with Broken, the opening track from the new album, Tops of the Trees, by Madison indie folk band Little Red Wolf. Little Red Wolf formed in 2008 and are returning from an eight-year hiatus for an album release show at the Burr Oak on Madison's East Side on Sunday, August 21st. Here in the Devil's Lair with us tonight to tell us about the new album, the release show, and so much more are Megan Rose, Kelly Maxwell, Emily Mills, and Laura Duterte.
Hey.
Little Red Wolf, everybody. Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Yeah.
This is a thrill, you guys.
Hi. Thank you.
The thrill is all ours.
That song was incredible. How did it feel to hear that?
Oh, Meg,
on the
you
radio?
Should nice. Meg, you should comment on that. Meg did the mix on the whole album.
Oh, sure.
She's having a moment here.
Sure. Yeah, it felt familiar.
I mean, you've heard it at least three times before. So.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. No, it was great. I love hearing it in different sonic spaces.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a real audio nerd right now because, you know, having listened to it with my own monitors and with my own headphones and stuff like that, and then you listen in radio headphones and you're actually at the radio and you're like, wow, that hits a little different.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Oh,
no, it
that's
sounds
awesome.
Great.
Yeah. When it's always, I mean, I was going to say, we've been doing this for a long time and all of us have been in various projects, but like, mm-hmm. it's always just like hearing yourself on the radio. I'm like so old school, but it's always good. It's always a really great feeling. It's really nice.
You guys have also, holy cow, I don't know if I can even name all of them. I've got some on paper here, luckily. Megan, Emily, you have, I'm going to say, I'm not saying have.
Present tense, thank
queer,
you.
Queer punk duo, Damsel Trash.
Yep,
one
yep.
of my, oh my gosh, one of my absolute yes. favorite bands, as you guys know.
Thank
yep,
you.
I'm
thank
a bit
you.
Of a love Damsel Trash.
I remember, then, Terry, I'm gonna, yeah. I just remember the Damsel Trash song that was edited for radio. It was like one big bleep, basically.
Isn't that every one of your songs?
You know, you can play the song Pugs on the radio because the only lyric is Pugs.
Right.
So.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one. Kelly, oh my gosh, you sang with VO5. Laura, you're in with Werewolverine.
I don't know.
Are you still around? I don't know.
Oh, who knows? With the pandemic, I don't know which bands are together or, you know.
That's real.
So, at least at one point.
Yeah. But you've also, I mean, do all of you play in the Fleetwood Mac?
No, that's Kelly and Meg do, are in Goldust Women.
See, I can't even keep
it's,
track
I know, it's a lot to keep
it.
Track of.
It's awesome.
Okay.
But we want you to introduce each of yourselves just real quick and just tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you're feeling. And
I'm Kelly Maxwell.
Wait a second.
Oh, what?
You can't go off script like that. I'm sorry.
Oh, we've lost Rocker already.
Well,
it says it right there. Tell us. You want me to.
I want
him.
You to tell about the band. So right now,
okay.
Where we want to start, please. Is with the band. Please tell us about Little Red Wolf and how this came together.
We're getting ahead of ourselves. I'm too excited. Go for it.
Tell us about the band.
Oh, us. You want us to?
Yeah.
So we all kind of are connected through the Madison theater scene.
Yeah, originally, yeah.
Emily and I were in a show together. Oh, Emily was in the pit band and I was on stage in a show together. Were you in that pit band too?
Walmartopia.
Which one? Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or around that time.
I don't know.
And I remember Emily and I were like, we would love to be in a band together, specifically a band with all women musicians. And we went to Cafe Momar, R.I.P.
The Momo.
Yep.
And we watched a Catapult Western.
Yes.
And we're like, we want that one
and that one.
Yep.
That was a band that they were in with some other folks back. Yeah. Also a really great local band.
So yeah, Meg, we were their
we
pet
poached
store.
Them.
And we were the puppies in the window at MoMA.
And we got together at, I think, your apartment and listened to, you know, different bands that inspired us and started writing songs. And then we were born.
And the rest is history, you know. Yeah. We're, you know, basically best friends who get to make music together. It's great.
That is the best.
It's true. I'll never forget that day at your apartment, really. Mm-hmm. I remember it very well.
Yeah.
Very well. We were like, I was sitting on the floor looking at a computer. We were just like, sharing YouTube songs, I think.
Yeah. 14 years ago.
Jeez.
Yeah, wild.
And before we give too much away about the new album, right, Tops of the Trees, right. Let's go back to Broken, the opening track. And while it's still fresh in our minds, mm-hmm. I mean, I was blown away right off the bat. I literally felt some chills the first time I heard it. It was like listening to Fox for the first time. Oh, the writing, hey. Orchestration, production, yeah. Harmonizing vocals, and the viola. I could have been listening to the Beatles, but I was listening to Little Red Wolf. Oh. Megan, tell us about the opening song, Broken.
So as a former member of the Beatles, I started this song thinking it would be my best work yet. I started with this guitar riff that I really liked and thought was very pretty and sat on it for years, actually. And then the pandemic happened, and I experienced that feeling times two, and thought this is a great idea to bring to the band, because we all reconnected, not that we ever lost connection, but we reconnected after such a big tragedy and sort of grasped onto each other and started a Marco Polo thread.
This is a social media app you can use to talk to each other with video, just for anybody.
We're not sponsored.
Thank you. No, we're not. It could have been anything. We sent video messages to each other. But it was really cool because we were like, this is very important to all of us to keep this connection going. And then we wanted to do music again.
Yep.
And we brought different songs, and this was just one of them.
You work that way a lot, Meg, right? You start with a guitar riff or something and then... And then you'll simmer on it until the words feel right.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of simmering.
The process is so interesting to learn about from all of you. You know, you just kind of wonder, how did that happen? Mm-hmm. Where did that come from? How did it start? Mm-hmm. It's just very cool to listen to the music and then hear the backstories on it. Now, Rocker, can I get back on the script here where I can now ask each of them about themselves?
You can.
Don't make me come in there.
You guys, I don't work well with scripts. So
that's okay.
I prefer to go loosey-goosey. But,
you're doing a really great
job.
You're
both doing great.
Thank you. Okay, so Megan, since you were just talking, I get to start with you and say, you have been in many, many, many bands, Madison area. A few years ago, you moved to New York City.
New York City.
I know, to pursue music and other things there. Tell us about yourself, and how did you get right to this moment now?
How did I get to this moment? Mm-hmm. I love that.
And you're in a band in New York, too, or a couple
of
bands.
Well, right now I'm in a band called Monty in New York. Mm-hmm. I play bass for them. Really hard-hitting punk, fast rock stuff, very Motorhead type of thing. I'm sweating at the end of every show, which is great. What's the next part? What brought me here now?
Yeah, how'd you get here now?
I love that.
Tell
I
us
mean,
about yourself.
These are my best friends, and we play music together, and I love coming back and doing that. And we wanted to write songs together after a pretty tough time, and we did it. And we went to Laura's River House, and we had a great time, and we wrote songs over like one weekend and hung out. And then we were like, we should record this. And then we recorded over a weekend in February at Blast House, and we did it.
Yeah.
You just brought it.
And
I think all the songs came together in about a day and a half for the
We've always worked very easy. We practiced them once,
and then we recorded them. So, that is very short.
Honestly, that is incredible.
It's bonkers.
That is bonkers.
Wow.
I feel like it's taken us more rehearsal to get the songs really working out for this show than it did to record them, which is pretty crazy. But
so it goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can make a lot of cool stuff happen
in
the studio, and then you've committed, and then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to some local, original, and brand new music by Little Red Wolf here in the Devil's Lair, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Madison. Megan, this is one of your songs, and it's called Cleaning My House. Is this a song about freedom?
Ooh,
is it? Freedom from your own tyranny, yeah.
Nice.
Tell us about this song before we hear it.
I think that sums it up. I think she just did. It's just freedom from your own tyranny.
There we go, Jimmy.
I like it simple.
Yep.
Just easy. Cleaning My House is Little Red Wolf on Max Inc. Radio, live in the Devil's Lair.
there's water inside of the rain. So I'm cleaning my house, rearranging without any help. It's time that I've cleaned up my house. It's for me, not for anyone
Radio. We are local music. Little Red Wolf there cleaning my house. Freedom of Charity. And you're dust free too. It's really nice, you know. Hey, if you want to call and ask some questions or make a comment like I just did off the wall, you can do that. 844-967-2789. 844-967-27-PARTY to ask Little Red Wolf questions and make comments.
Top of the Trees, the new album by Little Red Wolf, is being released on Sunday, August 21st, and you can go to the party at the Burr Oak in Madison and pick up a copy of the album or find it at the group's Bandcamp site. There seems to be a good backstory to this album, and recorded here in Madison at Blast House Studios, mixed in New York City at Megan's studio. Tell us about the evolution of this album and how it ended your 8-year hiatus. I mean, it sounds like a story.
Sure.
Who's got the ball?
All four of us. Like, who goes?
Yeah. I think at some point we were talking about getting together just for a weekend and seeing if we could write like three songs. If we would bring,
everybody would bring something,
and maybe we'd write three songs. And I don't think there was even the thought of recording it at that point.
No, like, no sense it would be an album.
No,
or anything.
I mean, it was just like, why don't you come to my house for a long weekend and we can hang out and just be friends in the pandemic? Because sometimes, right, you had to just choose very carefully.
Yeah.
Who was in your bubble?
Who did you trust?
We planned very carefully to do
oh,
it.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It took planning to, you know, make sure we either had vaccines or we hadn't been around people and all of that. So, yeah, we got together for a long weekend and wrote basically all of these songs, and which is really impressive. I mean, I think after this many years, it is a little faster.
Yeah, for sure. Go ahead.
You hear this story quite often with really good musicians that make really good albums, that it just happened. It just fell in your lap, kind of, is what you're saying.
You think it's really good, Jimmy? That's so nice.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's the balance of, like, I want to be clear that it took a lot of work do, right? You know, but when you've been playing music with the same people for so long and you really just kind of understand, there's not even language. You just kind of understand where everybody's going to be coming from and what they're bringing to the table, and we kind of know what we like. And after 14 years of playing together, I think what I loved the most about this is, like, I love all the music we've ever done, but this is the one that felt the most mature and complete.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we've all been through so much and we've played with lots of different outfits, but, like, this is sort of this core thing at the middle of it that we always come back to and can bring everything that we've learned and understand each other very clearly, and there's no conflict. I mean, even when things are hard and we're struggling with something, there's zero conflict in this band. Which I love, because, like, when you're in all,
we would have made it at all had it not been for the COVID situation.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we were all so lonely and struggling so much, and we needed each
for
other.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we're like, well, we need to get together somehow, and while we're there, we should make the most of it.
Yeah.
And boy, are we glad you did.
Yeah, thank you.
Man, okay, I love this one. Let's give the drummer some.
Hey,
yeah. Yeah. All right. Emily, you are here. Rocker wrote on my script. Emily, you are a drummer.
I am.
I'm going to just say you are an amazing drummer. Emily.
Thanks.
You're also a songwriter, a journalist, and you do so much more. I can't probably even list it all. Kind of like before when I was trying to name all of the bands you guys are all involved with. Okay, so you have the duo Damsel Trash. yep. with Megan. Tell us a little bit more about you and that same question. How did you get to this moment?
Well, when two people love each other very much and they decide to have a child. I've lived in Madison since 2000 and I came here for school. I didn't go to the UW. I went to Edgewood, but I fell in with a guy there and he had just a musical act and I started playing with him and I used to be really nervous about doing anything in front of people. I mean, when I was in college, I was in the theater program and I almost threw up trying out for something and I'm not lying about that.
Gross.
It's super gross.
I can't even picture it.
I was like shaking and almost wanting to vomit and it was a long thing, but I'd always really loved music and I was really glad this guy gave me, my friend Justin, like this place where I could sort of explore music and that's kind of how I found my voice and it was at the tail end of that band kind of coming to its conclusion that I met all of these folks, the story that Kelly told, and I was like, I'd been in bands my whole life, but I'd never been in one with just all other women, and I was just like, this, I want to do this project, and the rest is history from there, but it's been such a privilege and a pleasure to, you know, play in a group where I'm spoiled, like, it's really hard for me to play in other bands, it's just like, I don't know, we get along so well, and I expect this, I have this very high bar for how a band should function now because of these guys, so, you know.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, I love this, and I really missed it, and like Kelly said, I think the ye olde pandemonium panini situation just really highlighted, like, how much we missed each other, and we needed to prioritize spending time together, and music is the way we do it.
Watch your band back in the day.
Aporia?
Yeah. I was such a fan of you.
Oh, thanks. And I was a fan of her. She's an amazing musical performer as well.
Stop it.
So, yeah. And then I met these two and I was like, they're also really great. So,
and
yeah,
here you are.
We're all just a little bit in love with each other. So,
and as a drummer, I appreciated seeing you in Damsel Trash, where you were kind of bunking it out. You're hitting hard.
That's my roots.
And then I heard this stuff, and actually, the first song I heard was Broken, and I was like, well, this is just like this crazy percussion in the background. Yeah. It's like so, it fits so well.
Emily is so skilled as a percussionist.
Yeah.
She can play any style. It's so fun to work out songs with you because you elevate everything.
Thank you. You're going to make me blush over here. I will say, if I'm going to talk about where I came from originally, it was Animal duetting or fighting with Buddy Rich on The Muppet Show that first inspired me to start playing the drums back in the day. But there's been a lot of influences since then, too.
Did you ever want to get one of those drum sets that flipped upside down like Buddy?
No, I have a very sensitive inner ear. I think I would just throw up all over the place. But my first bands were punk band, so like the Damsel Trash was like a very needed thing, but that's what I love about Little Red Wolf is it's just kind of this place I can really kind of stretch and try different things and get really creative. So.
Yeah, very versatile.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, are we gonna listen to another one?
Yeah, Emily. Okay. Track two is called Every Name.
Oh, that's mine. Yeah.
And I heard the album's title, Top of the Trees. It was in the lyrics.
Yeah.
Tell us about this song, Every Name. It must be important, right?
Yeah, it's my pandemic song, actually. It's the song about me coming to terms. So, you know, like you're talking about all the things that I do. Mm-hmm. I don't do as many things as I used to do.
Yeah.
Because everything slowed down, and it forced me to start really appreciating slowness and quiet and a different pace of life and trying to pull that little silver lining out of a terrible situation. And this is basically the song about me figuring that out.
Nice.
Hear them calling every night.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Brand new music from Little Red Wolf there. Every name from the album Tops of the Trees. Little Red Wolf is in the studio right now. We're tracking through the album. We'll hear more topics, find out what makes them happy, and more new music coming up in just a couple of minutes. It's live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
We're reliving some of our best performances live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison Market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door. Or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. Reliving some of the best performances live in the Lair. It's Max Inc. Radio.
Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. And we have Little Red Wolf in the studio rocker. Here's Little Damsel Trash as a bumper music.
Yeah!
It's one of my favorite songs, actually, from Damsel Trash.
Oh, thank you.
Love DT.
Definitely a different vibe.
Yeah, totally.
Wow. Rock.
There are multiple wolves within us.
Everyone should, yep. I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys. Sunday, August 21st, Burr Oak on Winnebago Street in Madison. It's on the east side. Little Red Wolf is going to have a big CD release party. Special guests. How does this get any better? Annalise Howell, Mackenzie Moore, Jenna Jonas. Everybody knows and loves Jenna. But now, is this going to be your first time back in front of a live audience in a couple of years?
Yeah. It's been 55 years since we've played
Doesn't feel like a live audience. Yeah. I mean, what are you looking forward to? Are you looking forward to being up there performing, just everybody's faces smiling at you?
So we've had three rehearsals for this show. And it was real rusty, the first one. Second one felt a little better. The one today, we had some real moments of, like, really all falling into the pocket together. And, it felt so good.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking forward to most tomorrow. Because now we're ready.
Perfect timing.
We're show ponies, too, it'll come out tomorrow. We're excited to play together.
Yeah. I was like, as a band, this will be the first time we've played a show together in 8 years.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
The hiatus is ended.
Yes.
Oh, so glad.
Kelly, when I met you, you were blasting off with VO5 with your husband, John, before becoming a full-time mom. But your roots in music and performance run deeper than that. Tell us about Kelly Maxwell and her journey to this moment.
She was cast in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory as an Oompa Loompa.
I have the golden ticket right here.
10 years old. I come up through musical theater as a singer. Took piano lessons and stuff as a child. Didn't start writing. I wrote a lot of poetry in high school and college. I always had a journal with poems. The first songs that I wrote really were with Little Red Wolf. Mm-hmm. Back when we got together. Found out a lot about myself through working and playing with you guys. And developed, you know, my confidence as a human being, as a singer. I'm still not super confident as an instrumentalist, but it's fun. I'm happy to do it. And now I'm me.
Here we are.
Today, looking at University Avenue.
I like how you said, I'm happy to do it.
Yeah. It's fine. She is a very fine instrumentalist.
I'm competent. Yes. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
It's true. I feel like if we were a band where Kelly did not have to play an instrument, she would be just as happy being in this band with us.
It's true.
She's a fantastic backup singer, I will say. Like, she's very happy to sit in. I did a Sarah McLachlan tribute for a little while, and she was a wonderful backup singer for that.
That was so fun. I almost forgot about that.
Add it to the list of all the things.
So we do all the projects together.
We do.
It's incredible. Yes. Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yep. Okay, so we are moving on to the next song from the album, Top of the Trees. This one is the middle. And it sounds like you're going to bare your soul.
I love this one.
In this song. Can you tell us about being in the middle?
We almost used this as the title of the album, but then there turns out there are 500 other albums named in the middle.
All I can think of is like Jimmy Eat World from the 90s. Yeah.
So I'm 42 now. I'm married. I have two children. This is a song about, you know, kind of losing your mojo sometimes and questioning and looking for that affirmation in yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Radio, radio for the people. The middle from Little Red Wolf. Top of the Trees is the name of the new album. If you'd like to call and ask the ladies a question, you can do that right now. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. We'll get you on the air.
Party.
96-PARTY.
96-PARTY. What a number. What a number.
Isn't that incredible?
I wouldn't have thought you'd get to us dialing 96-PARTY.
Very special.
I mean, more fun. Don't get
you guys,
me wrong.
We have a script. Focus.
Laura Dietert, you played with the Werewolverines, and your viola performance in Broken is as beautiful as it is haunting. Ooh, tell us about yourself and your musical journey to this point.
Sure. Let's see. I was a musical nerd, so I played orchestra and piano lessons growing up. I was in the, you know, the youth orchestra every weekend, only did classical.
Ooh,
and eventually, after college, just started getting my toe into how to play, you know, in bands and things like that. And so I think I finally now am at the point where I only like to play in bands, and I don't like anything to be written for me ever. Yeah.
Freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Original
I can't
music.
Go back.
That's because Laura's arrangements are so good. You have to do it yourself.
There you go.
Amid all seriousness, there is a sense of humor behind some of these songs, and Possum in the Kitchen comes to mind.
Oh, no.
I read the Kenosha Police Department may have something to do with this song.
Well, it's the
it was a headline.
Yeah, well, I used to live in Racine, and so every once in a while I'll get a pop-up ad or something for on Facebook, and it was the Kenosha Police
blotter
watch, neighbor people sitting and listening to the police blotter that posts then on Facebook for the other people to then read their interpretations of what's happening on the police in rural Kenosha County. And so one day I just looked down and the entire summary was Possum in the Kitchen sitting
in the baby's high chair.
Yep, sitting in the baby's high chair.
Yep.
And there was nothing else. That's it.
It's the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
So somewhere, we assume this really happened, but it's ripped from the headlines.
It is ripped from the headlines. And I just was like, we have to write this as a song. It has to happen. And so Meg and I actually, in the car one day, she was visiting. She was like, okay, just give me a list of types of animals and places in the house that they could be. So it was like a Mad Lib. Yeah. And so we went through and gave her this huge list. And then Meg came back and just made it into a magical, hilarious.
Oh, wow.
You know, this is like,
it's a masterpiece. It is a masterpiece.
Okay, I can't wait to hear it.
That's hilarious. That's a masterpiece. Well, let's hear the masterpiece right now. Possum in the Kitchen.
Oh, boy.
Little Red Wolf on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
1, 2, 1, 2.
My honey loves the wildlife.
Hilarious. Max Inc. Radio. You know, if
there
was ever a song where I thought I was going to pee my pants while playing it on the radio, that was it right there.
We were just noting that this is Kelly's little girl, Paloma, was probably at home just raging to that. It is her favorite.
Oh, that's so good.
She loves it.
Nailed it.
Yeah. I also have to say that That was a one take around one microphone, completely live version.
Wow.
That's a song you don't want to do two takes
for. No, you can't. You can't process that in the studio. It's just got to happen.
Are you
raw.
Actually going to play it tomorrow night?
Maybe.
Now, hey, okay. You know, we forgot to mention that the producer of this, was it Dustin Sisson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We love you, Dustin.
That's so good.
Dustin's the fifth wolf.
Yeah, we got to give him a little love here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rook, and his dog's name is Ripley, and she's really cool.
Oh, nice.
Free belly rubs. Where can people find Little Red Wolf online?
You can find us at littleredwolf.bandcamp.com and also on all relevant social media under Little Red Wolf Music.
And what's the future of the band?
Big question.
Yeah,
Megan's
going
to fly back to New York. And then she'll come back sometime and we'll hang out.
I don't know. There's a rumor we might be back to play shows next summer.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Ooh. In late July, maybe?
Maybe.
That's worth coming back from New York for.
Yeah.
You know, we maybe have time for two songs, but let's get a song out of the way here that I want to ask about. It's called Half a Century. Tell us about this song.
I wrote this for my husband, John Fife, on the occasion of his 50th birthday.
Oh, wow.
There's so many love songs for John on this record. It's gross. It's a special
happy
one
birthday,
him.
John. We love you.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we'll play the song. Do you have anything else to say about that, or...?
No,
that was perfect.
That's it, Jimmy.
Simple.
That's
easy.
Half a century.
I love it. It's Backseat Radio.
You sit on my shoulder like a parrot. When my soul is broken, you repair it. Shining golden green, your eyes are like the sea. Someday you'll be gone and I can't bear it. Stay with me. Pocket of my belly, or heavy on my chest, soothing me to rest. Settle in the space around me gently. Stay with me. Furniture, I scold you. 3 months in with us, you let me hold you. You press your head to mine. I wish I could stop time. The world has gone to hell, but no one told you.
Radio, we are local music. So I played a song out of order there. That was Coco B.
No, I tell
you what, the cat paid me to do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You made all of us.
No, I wrote that for my husband on his 50th birthday.
Yep.
I stand by it.
A lot of interesting things going on
the
in that
love
song
of my
when you
life.
Think about it that way. Yeah,
you got to keep him from scratching up the furniture. He won't let you hold him for 3 months. You know, that's how it goes.
Why did you write that about your cat?
I know a lot of people really like their cats, but my cat is the greatest cat that has ever been.
Yep.
And he deserved that.
Okay. Sometimes you gotta write a song about your cat.
Yeah.
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 It is funny though when you think about it, like it could be for John.
Absolutely.
You know, that's that just changes it all up.
It definitely gave us a bunch of good laughs.
Oh my gosh. I have a tummy ache from laughing at this.
I'm so happy
point.
Right now. thank you for that. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank
goodness.
You.
Anytime.
Little Red Wolf is Megan, Kelly, Emily, Laura. Thank you so much for coming into the Devil's Lair tonight and presenting
so much fun.
The album.
Thank you. Top of the trees.
I really appreciate it. We do have time for one more song.
Good.
And
excellent.
This is actually called Half a Century.
I wrote this one about my cat.
That's an old cat.
Oh, Jimmy.
Hey, before we go, do me a favor. Someone just get in the microphone and pimp the show for tomorrow. Tell us what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, come see us. Go ahead. No, Kelly, you do it.
Oh, our show.
Our show.
Yeah.
Come to the Baroque. It's the end of Winnebago Street in the Atwood neighborhood.
Tomorrow.
Come promptly at 7
yep.
tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we're old, so we're going to be done early. Starts at 7. Come see some music.
It's going to be a good time.
We have 8 sweatshirts to sell as well.
Oh, that's right.
And actual physical CDs. You can buy physical CDs from us as well.
All right.
Thank you,
Thank you.
Love the music. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Yeah.
And thank you once again for coming in tonight.
Good.
We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Maxine Kevy with Rockers coming up here after 10 o'clock. This is the song about the husband. The cat said I can play it now.
All right.
Half a Century on Maxine Radio.
In half a century, everywhere you've been, all the dreams you've dreamed, everyone you've loved, all the things you've learned, the ways you've grown, your beautiful soul.
Some of our best performances live in the Lair on MagSync Radio on Civic Media.
Car can't reverse the rip, did it hurt? I'm gonna
catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.